there was somebody who was coming to me for talking and so on and so forth. And he was always saying that, listen, when I make $500,000, then I relax. This $500,000 during years went up to $15 million. Then I cut it off and said, I don't want to hear it. Because it's always more, more, more. Is it good? More is good? You remember something I told you? You're invited somewhere and you like spaghetti, okay? Or whatever. You arrive and the swimming pool is full of spaghetti. Suddenly you go berserk, you are in paradise, or you lose your appetite. More is not better. This cannot understand it. Why? Because this is working on, are you listening to me? Quantity, not quality. The head doesn't understand quality. The feeling, the passion will understand that. This is why he is trying to convince you that this is the only way. Yes.
Our father enjoined his daughter to take care lest she should become with child by her husband.
This is a very simple story. I don't know if you could say this is in Quran or that holy book, but it's a made-up story. The story is like this. A father doesn't like his girl to be pregnant. And the girl is married. So the mother convinced her, you know what, in the very last moment, you should pull it out. Then you will not get pregnant. In Rumi's time, they didn't know that it's not old semen you could. Anyhow, he will tell the daughter like this. Then the daughter will become pregnant. Ah, didn't I tell you to do that? She would say, I'm sorry, but if you were in my place in that moment, the only thing you don't think about is the technicality, how I stopped, blah, blah, blah. This is the story. Means what? Means that, listen, deciding or thinking to do something is not enough at all. You have to be so serious in your decision that in the moment that you are in that mood, then you could stop yourself. Yes, when you're sitting down, it's normal to behave good. Then when you're excited, what will happen? When you're angry, what will happen? This is it. You should learn this. Why? Why? Simple. Biology. I should understand that this biology wants to go somewhere. This biology is working, it's a complicated stuff. So many thousands of little stuff working together. And it's planned to go to somewhere. That somewhere is not where I want to go. Because I'm a human being and I want to go somewhere else. From that amoeba, old animals, they cheated, didn't they? Is there an animal who's not cheating? Do you remember the example I will give you always? Look at the flower. Flower is really cheating to make this insect a pimp, to carry my semen to the other tree. isn't he? All that staff smelling like the female of that staff, making the color of the mate of that staff and all of that to attract, because I am a tree and I want to have sex. What do you say? You know how much do I want to have sex? Exactly as much as you want. Because I'm a living creature and like this I grow up and I live. Then what do you say? You see how it is? This animal is real and its biology is here. I have to be in control. Not now that I'm sitting down and I'm facing you. When it's a very special moment that I'm angry, I want to kill someone. Should I give in to me? No. So there is somebody who is going to stop me. This is what he wants to explain to you. Read it.
There was a Hodja who had a daughter with cheeks like Venus, a face like the moon, and a breast as silver. She reached maturity. He gave his daughter to a husband. As regards social rank, the husband was not a match for her. When a melon is ripe, it becomes watery and goes to waste and ruin unless you slice it.
Means what? Means that I'm talking about the maturity of that girl. The father doesn't want it. The father prefers to keep the girl, that baby girl. But this is like a melon. When it is at the best time, you have to cut it off and eat it. If not, it will fade away. The girl is beautiful, pretty, and it's ready. So, and there is no perfect millionaire to be with. So, he will give it to this fellow. Yes.
Since it was necessity, he gave his daughter to one who was not her match, in fear of the evil. He said to his daughter, guard thyself from this new bridegroom. Do not become the child. For thy marriage to this beggar...
Do you know what the, why is translated? Do not become with child. What's wrong with do not become pregnant?
Yeah.
Isn't it different, really?
Really.
There's no difference between these two. Okay.
It's old-fashioned.
That's my English. My English is limited to the words I really know good, which is limited. Yeah.
So thy marriage to this beggar was by necessity. There is no constancy in this vagabond fellow. Of a sudden he will jump off and leave all behind. His child will remain on thy hands as a wrong.
Ah. Did you listen? His worry is that because this fellow is not a rich man settled down, one day he will run away, then I am with you and his child. This is what I don't like. Yes.
The daughter replied, O father, I will do service. Thy counsel is acceptable and prized.
Yeah. Okay. The girl is a good girl, he said, and she believed in the father. So she said, okay, Dad, I will try that. Yes.
Every two or three days, the father would enjoin his daughter to take precautions. She suddenly became a child by him. How should it be? Both the wife and the husband are young. She kept it hidden from her father. The child was 5 or 6 months old.
Ah, okay. You did hear how he explained it first. Every 2 or 3 days, he's calling the girl and talking about this stuff, that, listen, I give you to this man because if not, you will be a whore. Sexually, you cannot control yourself. That's why I gave you to this. And you should really try not to get pregnant. Then the girl becomes pregnant. Of course, the first day she will call the daddy. No, she tries to hide it, but it comes out 5-6 months, yes.
The discovery was made. What's this, asked her father? Did not I tell thee to adopt withdrawal from him? These injunctions of mine will win, forsooth. My counsel and exhortations have been of no use to thee. Father, said she, how should I guard myself? Man and wife, beyond doubt, are fire and cotton. What means is the cotton of guarding itself from the fire? Or when is there carefulness and caution in the fire? He replied, I told you not to go near him and not to accept his seed. As the moment of climax and delight approaches, you should withdraw your body from him. She said, how should I know the time of his climax? It is hidden and so difficult to anticipate.
Aha. This is the key to understand it for the people now, because we are not the people that Rumi is talking about. That's 600 years ago, and is anyhow, the explanation is this. The girl will say, yes, you told me that in the last moment that he's coming, I should withdraw. How could I know when he's coming? Because they're not making love, remember, they're having sex. Making love is something else, which is new. 200 years ago didn't exist even in Europe. The man will go. The lady is ready and naked, and they turn off the light and they just do it like animals. That's how they did it. Here the girl will say, when should I realize that he's coming? Even especially in that sexual moment. Yes?
Dear Pai, when his eyes begin to roll and lose focus, you should know that it is time for his ejaculation.
This is a man. And we talk to a woman that, oh, is he? Look at his eyes. Because when he's coming, his eyes goes like that and he thinks that this is the sign of coming. Yes.
She said, when his eyes begin to roll and lose focus, my own eyes are blinded.
Because you forget that I'm participating in it. I'm having sex. So in the time that he goes like this, I go blind. Yes.
Not every despicable understanding remains steadfast in the hour of desire and anger.
This is the point. Oh, wait a minute. This is the last word of this section. What is he saying? He says that this aql, which is this one, is not always the same and constant, because in the time of greed, in the time of anger, and in conflict situation, what does this one do? Doesn't think, cannot do that. You need to have a very good brain to control this one. Yes?
Description of pusillanimity and weakness of the Sufi, who has been brought up in ease and has never struggled with himself or experienced the pain and searing anguish of love, and has been deluded by the homage and hand-kissing of the vulgar, and their gazing on him with veneration, and pointing at him with their fingers and saying, he is the Sufi in the world today, and has been made sick by vain imagination, like the teacher who was told by the children that he was ill. In the conceit of being a warrior and regarded as a hero in this way, he goes on campaign with the soldiers engaged in the war against the infidels. I will show my valor outwardly too, said he. I am unparalleled in the greater warfare. What